Well, we just can't stop talking about what a Trump presidency might mean on all sorts of fronts. How about for the US Supreme Court? And this is a big one. According to the exit polls from both ABC News and NBC News, this was a very big issue for voters. One in five voters said the most important factor in determining their vote was choosing a president that would make the best appointments to the Supreme Court. Damien Carrick from the Law Report has been looking a little more closely at this. Damien, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
So in terms of the liberal-conservative spectrum, what's the makeup of the Supreme Court now and why is this such a big issue for the next president?
Well, there are nine judges on the court and currently there are four liberals, three conservatives, one swing voter, Republic appointee, but he's been the swing voter, the central person. And there's also, following the death back in February, there's a vacant seat. And the death was of Antonin Scalia, who was a conservative. Now, when he died, the liberals thought, fantastic, we're going to get a liberal majority for the first time since the 1960s. But when Barack Obama put up his nominee, the Republicans stonewalled and said, no, we're not going to lead this to the next president. They've won their gamble and now that next seat will definitely be a conservative. That only takes us back to where we were back in February. But then looking forward over the next 4 years, that's where it looks really, really ugly for the Liberals.
Why? How do we know that? I mean, judges in America are appointed for life, aren't they?
Well, that's right. That's right. Here in Australia, you resign or you retire.
Are we predicting their death or what's happening?
Yes, yes. Look, it's looking at the tea leaves. So look, here our judges retire at age 70. There it's for life. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg, prominent Liberal, she's 83. Stephen Breyer, 78. The swing voter I was talking about before, Justice Kennedy, he's 80. So Kennedy, he's going to want to retire because he was a Republican appointee, you know, to make sure that Trump can appoint his replacement. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Breyer, well, they're gonna sort of hang on for grim death to see if they can survive the Trump presidency to avoid what will be an apocalypse from the perspective of liberals,
yes,
of three appointees.
And part of the result of that apocalypse is that people are pretty talking with some certainty now about the new court, once it emerges under Donald Trump, repealing in particular Roe versus Wade. That is the abortion ruling, which would make abortion illegal, allow states to make abortion illegal. Trump, a few months ago, put forward a list of 21 candidates for the Supreme Court. One of the front runners is thought to be ultra-conservative William Pryor, he's got form on this particular area, hasn't he?
He certainly does. He's a former Attorney General of Alabama, and he said once, quote, Roe versus Wade was, quote, the worst abomination in the history of constitutional law. So if he or somebody like him gets up, and indeed overnight you might have seen, he told 60 Minutes, here's what's going to happen, I'm pro-life, the judges will be pro-life.
Yes, okay, and that's, you know, abortion is still a really hot button issue in America, isn't it?
Absolutely. And look, I think what's going to happen is rather than kind of, attacking Roe versus Wade full on, what happened is, for instance, there was a big case earlier this year where Texas tried to restrict access to abortion by introducing these laws which said, look, you can only perform an abortion if you're a doctor who has a right to access a hospital very quickly and if your clinic is, you know, has super, super high surgical standards, you know, standards much higher than for any other equivalent procedure. But the court sort of threw that out and said you can't get away with that. But look, in a different court, those sorts of state laws aimed at attacking right to choice, well, they just might get up.
All right, Damien, look, thank you very much.
Good talking.
Damien Carrick, and you can hear more of this discussion about the Supreme Court of the US, what it might look like, what's at stake in the US under Trump presidency. Tune in this afternoon to the Law Report at 5:30 here on RN. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 9.